I believe in the sacred power of doubt. We need to doubt again, not to undermine what we know, but to find our flawed roots which are grounded in the sacred. Doubt in a sacred context is holy. The greatest of religious leaders, including Abraham and Moses, had a core sense of doubt that informed their relationship with God and with other humans. They experienced the doubt in themselves and had to find a way through that doubt to become instruments of the sacred. When I was 16, I became confirmed at my synagogue. My rabbi made us memorize our confirmation pledge, and the line in that pledge that just rang softly then, and whose volume increases today, is, quote, "Out of sincere doubt comes honest conviction," unquote. I believe that the way back to honest conviction is through the power and humility found in doubt. As a rabbi, people routinely ask me questions with the expectation of an answer, or sometimes the answer. I try to always begin my answers by gauging some sense of their doubt. This may seem to be an odd statement. However, as I look out into people's lives and souls, and I hear their daily troubles, too often I recognize the lack of humility one finds to be able to be whole and yet doubt at the same time. We are too needy of absolute assurances in our lives. While we need belief and proof as individuals, doubt continues to be a key ingredient in understanding ourselves as humans and living a meaningful life by acknowledging that our lives are, at some level, a fascinating mystery. Doubt is a powerful ally today for the soul of our society. We are trapped in a world that seeks to explain and prove everything. We want to believe or have absolute confidence, and doubt just gets in the way. Once doubt was just considered to be an annoyance, but now it rises almost to the level of a secular sin. Watch the events of our day, whether it's the war in Iraq or a bad reality TV show. One of the ingredients that is absent from the discussion is doubt. To doubt the value of the sacrifice of our brave soldiers is now a sin. To doubt the veracity of global warming was, till recently, also a secular sin. And now our problem is that when we don't doubt, we lack the primary tool to find humility. Too often, we find ourselves increasingly tied to ideas and policies that are destroying our notion of being humans who are flawed, yet sacred. As Alexander Pope once said, "To err is human, to forgive, divine." If erring is human, shouldn't becoming aware of that error, doubting our absolute perfection, be one of the greatest expressions of our humanity? Humility allows us to understand our flawed existence as humans. Doubt reminds us that we are human, and thus to question is one of the greatest tools to find our humility and our humanity. I believe in the sacred power of doubt.